I'm here with Gaynor Coley from Eden Project, where she's the Managing Director, and she's now a newly appointed member of the Local Enterprise Partnership Board for Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly. How does that feel, taking on a whole new role?
Very exciting. I think that one of the challenges for the LEP is to make sure that we are really genuinely strategic and look at both the barriers for business growth in the short term, but also the real opportunities for Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly, not just in the next 5 years, but in the next 10 and 15 years. Across this county and over into the Isles of Scilly, we have a really good sense of place. We have an incredible combination of understanding social cohesion, knowing how really good communities work together and knowing our neighbours, but also really wanting to have some wealth put back into this community. So I think our job on the LEP is to be quite inspirational about how we free up some of those opportunities, but also to really drive a coach and horses through the barriers that currently exist for business growth.
In the press conference, you were quite strong about the idea that we have the right metrics. How do we determine what are the right metrics for making sure this is successful and is seen to be?
Well, I confess at this point that actually I'm a chartered accountant, and most people shuffle away from you when you say that to them and imagine that you have dandruff and shiny shoulders. But actually, I think that there is one saying that says if you can't measure it, then it ain't worth relying on. But there's another thing that I think is a real challenge right now, which is a lot of the things that we value are not accounted for in our gross domestic product. They are about the quality of our education. They are about the quality of opportunity. It's about the happiness of our children, and all of those things which were referred to back in the early 60s by Kennedy in one of his speeches, I think are relevant to us here right now. How do we genuinely make this LEP accountable for the right strategy, but how do we make sure that we don't become a box ticker and translate everything into that single medium of money? This really needs to be about understanding the wealth of this community, providing economic freedom and economic opportunity, but also doing that in a context where we as a broader community understand how we build a proper civic society for not only ourselves but for also the next generation.
So this is not just about growth at any cost, it's about growth in a sustainable way, maintaining the qualities that make Cornwall.
That's right, and I don't think it's actually that difficult. I think that what's happened in terms of metrics and reporting is they've gone into a very specialist and highly technical type of space. And for me, part of the challenge with the LEP is to use modern media and say, can we just have 6 questions maybe that we answer and we answer regularly? About, for example, do your suppliers trust you? Do your customers value you? Do you see there's a big opportunity that is a liquid opportunity in a market that you might go for? So some simple, whether it's half a dozen or whether it's a dozen questions that actually we can put onto a web page and share about our performance and about the performance of Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly going forward over the next 5 years.